Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Speed jokes will too. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Richard from Northbrook and Kimball Butler in Pontiac and Richard from Northbrook and Steve from St. John, Indiana. Thank you, Charlotte Erickson in Southwest Michigan. Harlan sent one from Arizona. And first-timer Russ Wiegand sent us one. JP from Tennessee did too. Kent Heisner has sent us a joke. He's the Piatone Township Clerk. Dean Hacker of Bloomingdale. Here's a joke from Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel, a top 20 book in its Amazon Kindle category. Father Ron in Peru, thank you, and many more. What do you call a Minuteman without coffee? Cranky Doodle. When coming home from international travel, do dung beetles shop at the duty-free store?
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a psychiatrist, and John Williams will star as his patient.
Tell me, do you drink to excess?
No.
Do drugs?
No.
Steal? Cheat on your wife? Anything like that?
No.
Wow, so any bad habits at all?
Well, lying. Actually, there are three things that do not lie. Young children.
Drunk people.
And yoga pants. Gas prices are so high that I had to cancel my cable subscription. Now I'm watching the news on that little screen at the gas pump. They say, do what you love and the money will follow. So this morning I ate cheesecake with my coffee. Now, we wait. Hey, Andy, I'm afraid that you're just not cut out to be a mime.
John, was it something I said?
Yes.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a man with a genie bottle, and John Williams will star as the genie.
I shall grant you three wishes.
Okay, first I wish for a world with no embezzlement.
Granted. You now have one wish left. If a drummer comes out of retirement, will there be repercussions? It's perfectly okay, everybody, to talk to yourself and to answer yourself. What's not okay is when you have to repeat yourself because you weren't listening. And the writer Terry Morgan of Cuba City, Wisconsin said, just in case you ever run short of BG jokes.
John, what would the brothers Gibb have called themselves if they had become pool attendants?
The squeegees.
What would the brothers Gibb have called themselves if they only had made movies containing some violence or bad language?
The PGs.
John, what would someone have called the brothers Gibb if they had acted kind of creepy?
The heebie-jeebies.